We're doing the book of Judges, and we were up to the story of Samson, Shimshon. And we had learned about how Shimshon went to Aza, and he became intimate with a woman of ill repute in Aza. And we had discussed the success of Shimshon's tactic, that the Philistines perceive him as a renegade. He is not one of the Jews. He is perceived as a loner. And so even though he is attacking the Philistines, they don't go back and fight the Jews because they perceive Samson as a one-man show, which wasn't simple. Samson had to create, that perspective, and he did. He was successful. So we discussed how they surrounded Aza and they bolted the doors of Aza, and Samson got up in the middle of the night and lifted the doors. The doors were over 60 feet wide, and from here we learn that between his shoulder blades was over 60 feet, 60 amah to be exact, which is close to 100 feet between his shoulder blades, and he took him to the mountaintop by Hebron. And then he fell in love with a woman named Delilah. Now, we discussed last week that there's an argument among our sages whether Delilah was a Jewish woman or a Philistine woman, and the leaders of Plishtim tell her seduce him so that you can figure out how he has such great strength, and then we'll give you 1,100 coins. Remember that number, because it will come up a little bit later in Prophets. 1,100 silver coins. And so she tells Samson, tell me, how do you have such great strength? How could I overtake you? And Samson says, if you take seven fresh strings and you tie me in them, I will be like an ordinary man. Now, Shimshon's hair was so tough that you could barely cut it. Shimshon's hair would jingle. He was so powerful that when he would walk around, just from the hairs touching one another, you'd have bells chiming that could be heard three cities down. So that's how. But she believes him the first time. So they bring her these ropes and they prepare an ambush in the next city and in the next room. And she tells him, the Philistines are here, Samson. And he gets up and he tears off the ropes. And he doesn't even break a sweat. And Shimshon says, you're fooling around with me. You lied to me. Tell me the truth. So he says, well, you have to use new ropes that were never used for work. Then I'd become ill like everyone else. So she tries that, and again she tells him the Philistines are here, and again he breaks loose. And she says, come on, you keep fooling around with me, you keep lying to me, tell me how you could really be bound. So he says, take the seven locks of hair and put it in the loom, and then I'll be stuck. So she puts his hairs in the loom, and she fastens the loom to the earth, and she tells him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And he grabs up, jumps up, and pulls around the loom with him. And he runs around to see where the Philistines, and he's carrying the loom on his hair. And she tells him, come on, it's three times already. You're fooling me here. You don't tell me how you're so strong. And every time they're intimate, when they reach the peak, she slips out from under him and runs away. And he's left very frustrated. She is cheating on him all this time. She has her lover, and so she gets her satiation from there, and he is constantly being taunted and teased to the point where he's finished. And finally he gives in. So she breaks him, and he tells her the truth, and he tells her, I've never had a haircut. I've been designated to Hashem from the womb, and if I be shaved, I will lose all my strength. I'll be like everyone else. Now, how did he do this? Why did he fall for it? Didn't he see that whatever he told her, she did? And didn't he see that every woman in his life wasn't faithful to him? So for that, you have to study the book of Ramchal, which we studied, the play of Samson and Delilah. And if you want, and maybe we'll take some time for that Thursday night, you got to let me know. But